Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis, and as I always like to do at the beginning of each one of these podcasts, if you find this information valuable and you know someone who could benefit from what we're about to talk about, please share this information. Tell folks how they can download it. You can download it yourself and email it to them, and we do appreciate it because we want to get the word out. Our first segment is called Partners on Point, and he's been here many times before. Dana Haygood, the Executive Director of Human Resources for USAA's Colorado Springs campus. Welcome back.
Hi, Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and USAA's got a couple of things we want to talk about. Let's go ahead and talk about how many people do you employ at the Colorado Springs campus?
Great question. We've got just over 1,800 employees that are employed and report to the Colorado Springs campus. Worldwide with our whole company, we're just short of 34,000 employees right now.
And that's a lot of employees. Now, your headquarters in San Antonio.
Correct.
All right. And Colorado Springs is a big campus, though.
It is. We have a number of campuses sprinkled throughout the United States, and we've been here in Colorado Springs since 1974, and very honored to partner with Mount Carmel and get out the good news of the value of military and military spouses in our community.
And for the benefit of those folks who know the Colorado Springs area well, USA's campus in Colorado Springs is pretty much across the street on I-25 from the south entrance to the Air Force Academy. So if you know where that is, you can find USAA.
You'll find us.
All right, let's talk about some upcoming hiring events you've got on the way.
We're doing a lot of hiring, actually, for our campus. This will be a record year for us. We're going to be doing so much hiring. So we're hiring in banking and insurance solutions in our sales group, which is new member solutions, insurance, consumer lending, and credit card. Mm-hmm. All of those will be available in the first quarter of this year. We're also hiring for auto non-injury. So if anybody is interested in learning more about those opportunities or actually applying with a company, you just go to usaajobs.com. Mm-hmm. No spaces in any of that. The system will ask you to create what's called a profile, and then from the profile you can apply for anything that you are qualified and interested in. So there's just a lot of really good opportunities, and it's a unique opportunity to work for a top workplace in Colorado. Got the best membership, the best workforce, and one of the best facilities. So it's a unique opportunity, and if you're interested, we want you to apply.
Let's say someone's listening right now. They're on active duty getting ready to separate from the military active forces, and they want to go to work for USAA because they know what a great company it is, especially for military people. A lot of military have USAA as their insurance of choice. Do you offer training in some of these job openings to help people make that transition?
We do. Not only do we train on our systems, but actually on the insurance side of the house, it's managed by the state. So that means you're going to have to learn 50 different ways of doing it. So we have trained personnel that have actually done the jobs that are the trainers. Some of the jobs have licensing requirements, and we help with that. All of it's full pay and benefits while you're in the training side, but we'll help you get the knowledge that you need.
And one thing about the insurance business in general, it's not going anywhere. We're always going to need insurance companies, and so you've got a great future ahead of you in insurance and with USAA.
Mike, I'm going to slip you $5 afterwards for teeing that up. I really, we've talked about this a lot. There's times where we don't believe that the public really understands the financial services market or the industry and all of the jobs that are available. Great learning opportunities. There's a lot of good employers in the industry. We think we're up towards the top of that heap. But you can make a good living, and it's an industry that, unless something significantly changes in society, banking and insurance and investments are going to be something that we continue to need as a society. So it's just a good opportunity to learn and work for a great company.
And for the benefit of those folks who don't know, USAA serves the military. When they first started, it was a group of officers, if I remember my history correctly, and it was only offered to commissioned officers in the armed services. But over the years, that changed. It was opened up to enlisted personnel and also retired, so former military. So USAA evolved over time.
Correct. And also family members of the military, like myself. My dad was in the Air Force for 26 years, so I'm an Air Force brat. So I got the legacy from him, and my family is now able. My daughters can get USAA insurance as well. So the company started in 1922, and your memory is correct. It was Army officers who got together and decided to create, it's called a reciprocal insurance company, where they just pooled their money and take care of themselves. So in today's world, it's kind of in vogue to say that you take care of the military. We were created by the military for the military. So to work at USAA, you don't have to have a prior military background. But our tagline is we know what it means to serve, and it's kind of hard to say that if nobody's ever been in the military. So we have a goal. It's not a quota. But we want to have roughly 25% of the company be former military or military spouse. And Colorado Springs, we have such a rich talent base of military and military spouses in our labor pool. We've actually led the company in that metric. About 34% of our campus is former military or military spouses. So that just helps us connect with our membership.
And my story is somewhat like yours in the beginning with USA. My dad was an Air Force pilot, so I got USA through his legacy. Then I became a commissioned officer in the Navy and was able to kind of switch it over. But again, I've been with USAA since I started driving at 16 years old, and they've always been there for me. Haven't had many accidents. I think I've had maybe one over the years. So they were there for me. So we appreciate that.
You know, there was a reason I liked your mic, so I appreciate your membership.
All right. We've got an upcoming march with MLK Day just around the corner. Tell us about that.
Yes. We're a sponsor of this for the fourth or fifth year. We partner with the city and Colorado Springs Utility and Colorado College. We're really excited about the march. It has grown in significance. The legacy of Martin Luther King continues to add value today, and the importance of diversity. It's one of the staples to work at USAA. Mm-hmm. The goal of the company for all 34,000 is that everybody feel welcome, valued, respected, and heard. Today's world, it just makes business sense that if you've got a similar representation in your building to your community and to your membership, it's going to be easier to understand their needs because we understand them. So again, when we say we know what it means to serve, that's important to us. Being a sponsor of the MLK March, we just wanted to make sure that the community was aware. It kicks off Monday the 21st with the All People's Breakfast. That's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And the theme this year is Activate Your Activism and Just Do It. The breakfast is at Reed Arena, the El Pomar Sports Center. Tickets are only $7. Mm-hmm. And if you want a ticket, you actually can't get them the morning of the event. They don't sell them at the door. So you just call the Warner Center Information Desk at CC. And that phone number is 719-389-6607. And again, the tickets are about $7. And that's to attend the breakfast. Those tickets go pretty quick, so if anybody's interested, they should call right away. And then the Martin Luther King March is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and that starts from the lobby of the Warner Campus Center, and that's located at 902 North Cascade Avenue. So then the march goes, it's just short of a mile. Mm-hmm. We end up at Acacia Park, but there's music and there's information, and it's just a great time to spend with people in the community and honor the legacy of Martin Luther King. So if anybody can make it, we'd invite you to come down and join us.
Sounds like it is going to be a good time. Was there anything else, Dana, you'd like to add that USA has coming up?
With the hiring, we are going to be hiring throughout the year. And again, I'll just put a plug one more time for usaajobs.com. All of our hiring goes through that platform. So anybody who's interested should apply there.
All right. Good to see you again.
Yes, you might.
Happy New Year back to you. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our second segment, we title it Success Stories, where we like to feature someone who's either gone through Mount Carmel or someone who's working with them and helping people and helping Mount Carmel take care of their mission, which is helping the veterans, active duty, retired in our area. Our guest is Kristen Faith. You are the founding CEO of Break the Silence. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Well, let's begin by talking about what is Break the Silence.
Break the Silence is a national nonprofit organization that helps families, survivors, and angel families affected by domestic violence. Angel families are those who have lost a loved one to domestic violence, and we are one of the only organizations in the nation that actually offer programs specifically for that demographic.
And let's talk about the need and what you see. How prevalent is domestic violence from your standpoint?
Too prevalent. Mm-hmm. Every 90 seconds, someone will fall victim to domestic violence. 5 million children witness domestic violence every single year. Here in our community, it has been said that Colorado Springs has 5 times higher than the national average in domestic violence. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 7 men will fall victim to this issue. Mm. So how prevalent? Very prevalent.
And is part of that reason because of the high population of military in our area? Is that what you're finding out through your research?
It's definitely a tie-in with the military and our community being so heavy with the military population. We need to do more for the military and their families, and being able to educate them and provide them resources on how to address domestic violence, how to have a healthy relationship, and especially serving service members who are coming back from serving our country.
Yeah, deployments put stress on all members of the family, on the military member who is away from their family, but also for those who are still here, the spouse and the children that have to go on without either their dad or mom.
Absolutely. And it is very important as a society that we provide those resources to those families. It's very important for us to come together as an organization from Break the Silence perspective, and also with the support of Mount Carmel, mm-hmm. that we're able to address these issues head on, because without it, we're going to continue seeing an increase in domestic violence here in our community.
Now, you're a community partner with Mount Carmel, correct?
Yes, sir.
How does that work?
So our organization recently became a in-house partner of Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. So we will be located at Mount Carmel, which is located at 530 Communication Circle. And we will be there Monday and Wednesday from 9 to 1 o'clock. So in the event that you want to learn more about our organization or get more involved, you can definitely find us there.
What is your message to someone who may be experiencing domestic violence right now? What do you want to tell them?
As a survivor myself, I understand. And going through this journey, I realize that many survivors and their families think they're alone. And our purpose here as an organization is to ensure that families know that they can come to our organization to receive support. And we understand because we've been through the struggle. There are resources. You can get help. Organizations like Mount Carmel and Break the Silence, and one of our partners, Tessa, as well, are here to serve. And we're here to make a difference. And you can definitely reach out in any platform of ours. We do support clients via Facebook and Instagram, which is very unconventional from other organizations as well. You can contact us via our website, which is btsadv.org, or even through our helpline, which is actually answered by survivors Monday through Sunday. And that number is 855-BTS-1777.
I would imagine that there are people who are going through domestic violence and they're afraid to make the phone call because they may feel that it could make a bad situation worse.
Absolutely. When someone decides to take that leap of faith and leave an abusive partner, it is actually the most dangerous time for them because the abuser now lost control. So they are going to do everything in their power to try to regain that control. So I would say for someone who is trying to leave, or they realize that, oh my gosh, I am in an abusive situation, I need to do something, what do I do? You need to make a safety plan. It is very important. You have to be very strategic on how you actually leave the situation. If you are deciding to leave and stay in the same city, that could be a very dangerous situation, and everyone's situation is different. Mm-hmm. So for those who ask why survivors or victims stay in abusive relationships, many times someone can lose their life when they leave an abusive relationship. But we are here to provide those resources so they can leave safely. and ensure that they have all the resources they need along their journey afterwards.
And if children are involved, it even raises the situation even to make it more critical.
Yes, because a lot of survivors as well don't want to leave because of children. Mm-hmm. They feel that they want to keep their family together, and that is an important value for a lot of families. So when thinking about why survivors stay or why victims stay, there are so many reasons, and many of them are fear, financial, threats. Some people are in danger of being stalked, and those are all serious things that survivors every day deal with.
You mentioned that you're a survivor of domestic violence.
I am.
Can you tell us your journey on where you were and where you are now? Did you have any help, or did you have to do this on your own?
Great question. So I was in an abusive relationship for 3 years, and I was actually in college. And that goes to show that anyone can be affected by this issue. So when I got out and I decided to take that leap of faith, it actually was after an incident that wasn't as severe as being strangled and almost killed. But something inside of me told me that I needed to leave, that if my life continued on this path, that it would only spiral out of control. So I told my mom, actually, and I broke my silence to her for the first time, and I told her everything that I went through. And she said that I needed to get a restraining order, that I needed to share my story, because maybe someone out there could receive the same help or feel encouraged because of my strength. Well, I did that, and 7 years later, and about 100,000 followers later, we have support in pretty much every part of this country, and we've created a dynamic family of survivors who are ready to champion this cause, who are ready to educate other people, both men and women, young and old, black and white, it doesn't matter. By us sharing our stories, we're able to really connect with our community and really bring this issue home.
Kristen, the message that I'm getting listening to your story and what you've had to say is, number one, there are resources to help you if you're in the situation, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
Absolutely. There's this stigma that many survivors face that, oh, if I tell someone what happened to me, if I tell my job what's happening to me, they'll judge me. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to talk about it. Or it's not that bad. I have had that mentality as well when I was in that situation, and many people who are in unhealthy relationships feel that it's not that bad. Well, we don't know when tragedy is going to strike. We don't know if our life is in grave danger. And for many people, they say it's not that bad. But if you see any signs that your relationship is unhealthy, whether it's controlling, whether it's telling your partner is telling you what you can and cannot wear, or who you can talk to, or where you can go drive your car, or how fast you have to drive home. Those are all signs of an unhealthy relationship, and there are so many more.
Tell us one more time, Kristen, how folks can reach out to Break the Silence if they know someone who needs help or they need help.
Absolutely. So we have a variety of different ways you can get in touch with us. You can contact us via social media, and all of our handles are BTSADV. So you can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can also reach us on our helpline, which is answered by survivors, so you know that the people you're talking to have all walked in your shoes. Our number is 855-BTS-1777, or you can also visit us on our website, which is btsadv.org, or you can now visit us at Mount Carmel on Mondays or Wednesdays from 9 to 1.
And Mount Carmel, located at 530 Communication Circle. That's off 8th Street for those folks familiar with Colorado Springs. That's on the west side of the Springs, west of downtown. Good to see you. Nice to meet you. Thank
nice
you
to
for
meet
coming
you too.
In. All right. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our third segment is called Happenings, and there's a lot of things getting ready to happen at Mount Carmel. Here's just one example. The Peer Navigator Career Networking event is coming up towards the end of January. If you want to find out what's going to be going on, or if you have a question for them, a couple of ways you can reach out. You can call 719-772-7000, 719-772-7000, online at veteranscenter.org, veteranscenter.org, and follow them on social media. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You have been listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. It's a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.